This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and as you have probably heard, a week from Monday, Southern Illinois will be in the path of a total solar eclipse. It's exceedingly rare that we get to experience something like this so close to home. Any given point on the Earth is likely to be in the path of totality only once every 400 years. And this is our second once-in-a-lifetime experience, having just been in the path of an eclipse in 2017. And if you want to see an eclipse, don't snooze on this one. The next total solar eclipse visible across the continental United States is not for another 21 years, according to NASA. And if you want to see one in Illinois, I hope you're into healthy living, because that's not going to happen until September 14th, 2099. So, for the rest of the show, we've got news you can use if you want to see the eclipse on April 8th. And check out some of the many events being staged around it. With us for that is Sarah Van Voren. She's Director of Events and Outreach at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, a double alum at the school, and co-chair of SIU's Eclipse Steering Committee. Sarah, welcome to the 21st Show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me today. Do you want to know when the next eclipse is in Carbondale?
Oh, sure.
February 25th, 2343.
There may be dinosaurs roaming Carbondale by that time.
Yes.
All right. Listeners, if you want to join us, 800-222-9455. We're going to move fast in this conversation. We've only got 13 minutes left in the show, but we'd love to hear your eclipse plans and questions. Again, at 800-222-9455. All right, Sarah, logistically speaking, if someone... maybe they want to see it. They haven't booked a hotel. They don't have plans to stay the night. What should they know if they still want to come to Southern Illinois on Eclipse Day?
Okay, so we'll talk about travel. And then first, if you haven't booked a hotel, you want to come to Southern Illinois, you're probably not staying in a hotel. So that's point one. Most hotel lodging has been booked for a while. Okay. There are hotel rooms that pop up here and there as people release their reservations, but that really means travelers need to call hotels. We do, however, have a university lodging on campus at SIU, and people can visit eclipse.siu.edu. We have a visit section of our website, and they can see information about getting space in University Hall. But there's also, if people are interested in camping, there are ample camping opportunities. So there are a lot of state parks in our region. DeQuoin State Fairgrounds, to speak to Carbondale specifically, is 25 minutes north of Carbondale. DeQuoin State Fairgrounds has camping. And so the city of Carbondale has some camping too, which they don't normally have. So lots of camping opportunities. University Hall is an option. But people who are, you know, within a drivable distance of the path of totality, and really that path of totality is about 70 miles wide. If they can drive same day, leave early in the morning, and I do suggest leaving early and make it to an area, even if it's not SIU's campus or Carbondale, they should definitely try and do that, because total solar eclipses are pretty spectacular to see.
Yeah, I did it as a day trip in 2017. I'm doing it as a day trip again this year. The one thing I will say about that is make sure you leave time to get back, because the roads were pretty well jammed up on the way with everybody leaving after the eclipse.
Yes.
What are some of the places people are going to be congregating to watch this happen, the mass congregations?
So I do want to say we do have... Carbondale has a lot of opportunity to watch the eclipse. We have a guided eclipse viewing in Saluki Stadium on campus. And full disclosure, we have 17 other events happening on campus the course of that weekend that are all eclipse adjacent. But a lot of cities and locales have eclipse activities. So SIU has events, the city of Marion, which is just down the road from Carbondale, has a lot of events. And so everybody has really tried to offer good viewing experiences to people who may be staying with them or in their area. We have a lot of great activities on campus. If you want me to talk more about those, I can.
Yeah, sure. What are some of the events happening at SIU?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of good stuff. I'll highlight a few of them. We have a festival section of our website, eclipse.siu.edu. We have everything from we have a Comic Con on campus that's 2 days, that's Saturday and Sunday. We have eclipse research workshops. We have visiting groups like high altitude ballooning groups that'll be visiting, and they'll be meeting and doing activities over the course of the weekend. There's a astronomy, science, and technology expo on campus on Sunday the 7th and Monday the 8th, an art and craft fair. And we've also got a 5K, a chalk art event, you name it, we've got it. But our culminating event, as I mentioned, is Eclipse Day at Saluki Stadium. We are a NASA partner location, so this is in conjunction with NASA and Adler Planetarium. And it's really offering viewers an experience of seeing the eclipse when it's happening and explaining what's happening as it's going on.
Let's talk a little about safety. This is something that always comes up in these discussions.
Yes.
When is it safe to stare at the sun?
Yes. Okay. So I have a whole list for you. All
I
right. So,
was expecting you to say never, but go
the answer's never. So don't stare straight at the sun without solar glasses.
right, note
So,
one. Got it. Got it.
got it. So, don't ever stare straight at the sun. But you do need solar glasses when looking at the sun. If you want to see the partial phases of the eclipse, you're going to have glasses to see that. And in fact, it's like totally not safe to look up at the partial phases without glasses. Now, some other points. You do not need glasses when not looking at the sun. And in fact, it's like kind of dangerous. Like, don't drive with solar glasses. You can't see anything in solar glasses. During totality, though, you'll want to take your glasses off. So the minute totality hits and it's dark, glasses need to come off, which is why, either listening to something or a guided eclipse viewing experience is a great thing to attend or listen to or be a part of, because those types of activities will tell people when to take their glasses off. But you will miss it if you leave your glasses on during totality, because totality is about as bright as the full moon. You'll see several planets and stars. It is safe to look at totality, I have to say, with binoculars, camera, or telescope. And then I have to tell you, I do have a favorite question that I've gotten asked, I think 3 times this year.
Okay.
Your pets do not need solar glasses.
They have an innate understanding not to look up at the sun, I
They
think. Yes.
do, they
Yeah.
do, but I have been asked that question, and your
Okay.
pets do not need solar glasses.
You know, one thing I heard for an interview I've taped, it's going to be airing April 8th. It's with an author who's chased eclipses, eclipse eye? How do you, anyway, he's been around the world following eclipses. He's a hooked person, he describes himself. He says, not only take them off, but look around. Really take time to like look around you at the world around you. Don't only look up at the sun and the coronal effect, which is, and the moon, which is spectacular, but just look at how the world looks around you. See the horizon. You can see this weird glow around you. It's really so much more than just what's happening at that point in the sky.
It really is. It's you kind of mentioned it, but eclipses are super cool because it looks like a 360 degree sunset. If you are in a setting where you're not a lot around crowds of people, you'll be able to hear animals and insects like it's nighttime. The temperature is going to drop. If the sky is really clear that day, may be able to see stars and planets. And weather permitting, people along the path of totality can see the sun's corona, outer atmosphere. So it's a very cool thing to see. And I have to tell you, it's been really funny being a twice in a lifetime location, because in Southern Illinois, specifically in the Carbondale area, a lot of people who are local think eclipses are normal. Total solar eclipses, I should say.
Yeah. Well, maybe their great 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 grandchildren will bear that out for them. All right.
Yeah.
I want one more question on these glasses. Are they, if I have my glasses from 2017, can I use those again?
You can actually,
Okay.
in a good way, in a good, and as long as they have been stored in a way that nothing has damaged the glasses. So, if you had sunscreen on your fingers on August 21st, 2017, and you touched the lenses, they may not be good. But a good way to know if your glasses are good, is to hold them up to a light, even a light in your house. And if you see any light poking through, they are not good.
Like a
But your,
pinhole light. Yeah,
like a
okay.
pinhole,
Yeah.
absolutely. But your glasses from 2017 should be totally fine.
Yeah, and I've heard there's like some fakes out there, so people should maybe be cautious about that and test them out before putting them over your eyeballs and staring at the sun.
Absolutely. And another good thing too, when I talk about events and reputable sources, is there are a lot of free solar glasses out there. A lot of communities in the Path of Totality, their cities, their chamber of commerces are handing out free glasses. And if you're getting glasses from like a university like SIU or a chamber of commerce, generally those are bought through reputable companies. But making sure that your glasses are reputable and work prior to the day of the eclipse is a good thing to do.
All right, so people, if you mentioned some of the events happening at SIU, maybe they don't want to be there the entire weekend. They're coming in for a day trip. Any last minute advice, where to go? I mean, can you still get into the stadium, or is that pretty much all booked up at this point?
You can still get into the stadium. But the bigger thing is a lot of events on campus at SIU are free. They're open to the public. They're family friendly. We have two events that there is a ticketing cost to attend. That is our Comic Con, and that's our stadium. But we have our events start on Friday the 5th. And so we have events on campus starting then. And again, most everything is free. Parking the weekend prior to the eclipse is open and free. And we really welcome visitors to come to campus, check out everything we've going on, because it really is a once slash twice in a lifetime experience.
Yeah, what does it mean? Just talk briefly about that as we're coming to the end of our time together, about what this means for the SIU community, for Carbondale, for Southern Illinois in general.
Yeah, so it's very interesting to be a location that has seen a total solar eclipse 7 years apart, right? And so SIU was in the center line of totality in 2017, and we were also the point of longest duration. So in 2017, Carbondale specifically saw the eclipse for the longest length of time out of everywhere that saw the eclipse. So Carbondale was special in 2017 because of that. Now, Carbondale is special in 2024 because we are the only area, a small area, that was at the crossroads of both eclipses. In 2017, we had a lot of visitors to the region. We had an estimated 100,000 additional visitors to our region, our county region. The weekend of the eclipse, we had an additional 50,000 people on campus. The weekend of the eclipse, and 30,000 people the day of the eclipse. And what that means for Southern Illinois is beautiful. It has a lot to offer outside of just experiencing the eclipse, right? We have state parks, the Shawnee National Forest, SIU, a lot of really cool towns that people can visit. And it's a really great opportunity for people to check out everything that's awesome about living in Southern Illinois. And that's really exciting for us to showcase, in addition to being a location for the total solar eclipse. But the other cool thing about Carbondale specifically and our area is we are on the center line. And so people, if you look at a map, you'll see a center line. And people who are on the center line of totality are going to experience totality in 2024 for over 4 minutes, right? And SIU and Carbondale are one of those locations. We're going to experience it the longest. And in fact, there are some cities along the path of totality. San Antonio is one of them. Half of their city doesn't see totality, right? Because they're towards the edge of the path of the center line. So it's just a really cool experience to be a point of longest duration on the path of totality and get to welcome a lot of visitors to see our awesome region.
Once in a lifetime, for a second time in our lifetimes. Sarah Van Voren is Director of Events and Outreach at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, co-chair of SIU's Eclipse Steering Committee. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you for having me today.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. I want to mention we have a texting group. It's a place where we can ask our listeners what you are thinking about what we are going to be talking about. We love sharing your comments and questions on the program. You can join that very easily from your phone. You dial in the number 217-803-0730 and you send the word talk, TALK. Again, the number is 217-803-0730 and you send the word talk. You can find that number and our email address and every other way to contact us on our website, which is 21stshow.org. We've also got our past shows there, and you can find links to subscribe to our podcast or just look us up on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Damian Contreras. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I am going to be off next week. Christine Herman and Reginald Hardwick will be filling in on the program. I will be back April 8th for the eclipse. Happy Easter to all who celebrate. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again on Monday.